this isn't like the stories at all. Where's my handsome knight in shining armor? Surely father has sent out his very best to rescue me. There is no way he hasn't. I am the first princess of this realm. I am fated to one day rule all that walks this world. I am the third most important person currently alive. Wait. No. The most important. Father and mother would place my life above their own as well as any parent would. Though, I suppose, logically speaking, sending out a single person against a stronghold like this would be foolish. My life could be used as a threat, resulting in the death of whomever would come for me. No. Father wouldn't disregard the lives of his subjects like that. Even if he were to lay siege to this place, there would be no guarantee for my safety. Especially with a siege. So, perhaps, ransom? I'm sure Father would offer up the entirety of our treasury to get me back. Which, again, is not the smartest thing to do. Our treasure wouldn't let him either. I know that I'm worth at least that much, but those funds are required for so many more things. A chest filled with gems would be all right, I suppose. I am the most beautiful gem in this realm, as people say. What about actual treasure? Things that have value but aren't used as currency. Status, perhaps. Plots of land. Being raised in nobility would cause quite the stir. I'm so bored! This isn't fair. Why is it taking so long? There's nothing to do. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it here. I shouldn't be here. Why were my guards so incompetent? A simple pitfall, really. I've already read the books they have here. It's not even good. Okay, calm down. You are Cecilia Victoria Ellendine Thamiste, inheritor of the First Light, the Angel's Grace, the Beacon of Hope, Flame of Purity, Torchbearer, first in line to the throne. You are royalty. You will be rescued, and soon you will be back to living your life with the luxuries you deserve. Ah. At least the room is adequate enough. I suppose you at least knew better to not throw me into the stables. I would have made sure they were all executed once I was rescued, should they even survive that. What? Is it time? Are they coming for me? Oh, heavens. It's happening. My heart is already racing. Okay, I have to... Oh, does my dress look all right? No strange wrinkles. No, good. I'll just stand right here so I'll be the first thing they see. Oh, light's even hitting me from the window. This will be just like the stories. Perfect. Okay. Should I expose some skin to motivate them? Oh, heavens me, what am I thinking? That would be far too unbecoming of me. Is that really necessary? Thank you, O valiant knight. I am Princess Celia Victoria
What are you doing? This isn't how this goes. I understand haste is important, but...
Uh-oh. Did you do all this? You killed all seven on your own? I am sorry. I've never actually seen death this close before.
Hey! Don't pull me! Have you no manners? I am the princess, and you... Not permitted to be so rough with me. If you wish for me to be silent, then you are to tell me in advance so I may prepare for it. There is an order for things like that. Wait,
please. I cannot run in these heels. This isn't how it's supposed to go. You're supposed to have, like, a majestic horse that you carry me off with. I shouldn't have to run like a commoner. Don't cock your head like that. Yes, of course it would go like that. I know the stories. The knight would carry me and we would ride off into the sunset. Why aren't you answering me? I demand you answer me. I will not move until you do. And take off that helmet. I haven't seen my rescuer's face yet. That is all. Wait, what are you... Over your shoulder... Like some cheap prostitute. No! Put me down, you brute! This isn't what I meant! No! This can't be happening! I'm so embarrassed. Did my father really hire someone like you? Put me down! That hurt. That's it. Any more of this, and I am telling my father. I do not care how much he's paying you. This will not stand. I am the first princess. I demand to be treated as such. Why aren't you talking to me? It feels like I'm just shouting at a wall here. No, wait. I'm sorry. Wait. Oh. That was meant for them. At least you have the decency to offer your hand to help me up. So... Where to? The entrance or some secret path? I've heard about those. Please say something. I promise I'll do my best to not attract attention. I'm not sure what you mean by tapping your throat. Is that some kind of code or part of a spell? Oh, you cannot speak. I'm sorry to hear that. How did it happen? A fierce battle, I'm sure.
Of course, you cannot see. But then, how do you communicate? Gestures? Those look like somatic components for a spell. Those signs. I didn't know there was a language for people such as yourself. That is impressive. But is it wise to linger here? From what I've heard, you and your companions have made quite the ruckus. No? What do you mean with no? Surely... Wait. Are you alone? Are you a fool? A single person against a fortress? Are you that blinded by the reward that you'd throw your life away? I can't believe Father would task someone like you. Hey! Do not leave me here! I swear, Father will... Okay, I'm sorry. I will... Be more quiet, as I promised. I will not go back on my word. I am royalty, after all. Do not cock your head at me like that. I may not be able to see your face, but I can tell I'm not being taken seriously. Ugh! Fine. At least hold my hand as a knight should when we descend these stairs. Did you not hear me? I said, hold up my hand. See? That wasn't so hard, now was it? What kind of knight are you? You fight like a brute. I do not recognize any of the forms that our royal knights use. You show no mercy, no honor. Your armor is damaged and your blade chipped. Where did Father find you? Why can't you be more like them? Like the royal knights? Oh, maybe they kicked you out. I've been told this selection process is quite brutal. What? What are you? I suppose these gestures mean I should be quiet as I promised. Fine. Talking to you is boring anyway. You barely respond. Yes, yes, I'm aware you cannot talk back. If Father and Mother assigned you to be my royal guard, I'd have gone mad ages ago. My previous guard was a grumpy one, but at least he'd talk back. And think of it. He hated everyone and everything. Pretty sure he hated being a royal guard, now that I think about it. He was only content when there was nobody around him. Just silence and maybe some birds. Guess some people just live by the blade. Ugh. What's that smell? Ugh. Oh, you cannot be serious. I am a princess. I will not go through the sewers. Oh, please don't. That is disgusting. Surely there is another way out. Anything but this. It wouldn't harm me if I went back up, right? Right? Don't shake your head! Then come here. I will. Just sit on your shoulders. Yes, that is... the best alternative. That way only my lower legs will get dirty. Ugh.
Oh, you. Oh, no. My dress is getting so dirty. I may as well throw it away after this. Why did you choose this way? Gross. I hope you have some spare clothes for me once we get out of this mess. This is disgusting. Ew. God. Oh, sweet gods, fresh air. Oh, this is the worst experience I've ever had. Disgusting. Like, ever. Every single step. Just the worst. Please tell me we are done with that. I'm not sure I can handle anymore. The gods. Okay, where's my change of clothes? That way. Okay, well, lead the way then. Is that where your horse is? Don't just stand there then. Lead the way. So, where is your horse? You... do have one, don't you? Please tell me you have one. I cannot walk all the way back to the capital soaked in sewage water and smelling worse than a whore on her worst day. Not to mention the damage it will do to my feet. I'm a princess, need I remind you? I'm not made for these sorts of things. The roads are dangerous, so maybe the skies. Oh, did you ride a dragon? A wyvern, or perhaps a pegasus? That would certainly do the job. Tell me, did you fly here on your noble steed? You did. Ah, oh, well, that is certainly comforting and exhilarating. I am ready to forgive all of what just happened for a ride on a dragon or a pegasus. Come, faster. Which way do we need to go? Where did you leave it? East? Okay, come on. What's that? That's not a pegasus or a dragon. That's a griffin. No. Please don't tell me you rode in on one of those monsters. Fine. Let's just go home. Please. I'm tired.